أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to another day of Ramadan Reflections. Today being the 10th day of this blessed month of Ramadan, that means we have now reached to the one-third point of this blessed month. 10 days of this month of Ramadan, 20 days left to go. And we hope and pray that we've all been struggling and striving to get closer to Allah in this beautiful month of Ramadan. As we continue in our theme of management and leadership principles from the Quran, looking at the verses that deal with a historical perspective and a contemporary relevance, we reach to the topic of today for a division of responsibilities. What does this mean? And how do we understand this in the verses of the Quran? Specifically today from the verse of Surah Yusuf, which deals with Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him. Now, before we go to the verse, we should obviously appreciate and understand that nobody can do everything in life. Nobody can be a master of everything. Right? We all have limitations. We can't be everywhere for everybody to do everything. Everybody has their own expertise, their own forte of what they do best. And they're good at maybe one or two or three things or five things, but they can't be good at every single aspect of life. And so we realize that a division of responsibilities is required, and a leader has to be there to ensure that people excel in their particular field of where they have been appointed. And again, whether it be at a home, whether it be in our religious communities that we administer to, or in the corporate world. Before we go into better understand this verse, let us first have a listen and a read of the verse, and we'll come back and do a brief analysis of this. Allah says the following within the Quran, in Surah Yusuf.
وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَهُ قَالَ
Now, there came a caravan of travelers, and they sent their water drawer to fetch water, and he let down his bucket into the well. The history behind this verse is important before we can go into our contemporary relevance and understanding. As we said, it comes from chapter number 12, which deals with the Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him, who obviously is the son of Prophet Jacob, Prophet Yaqub, and the tribes of Israel. Now, what ended up happening, to make the very long narrative short, is that the brothers of Prophet Joseph had conspired to kill him, to get rid of him, to earn favor with their father, to have their father love them more than they did this one particular son. So they determined, rather than kill him, one of the brothers said, let's throw him in a well. Some caravan will pass by, they'll find him, they'll take him into maybe slavery, take him to a faraway country, and we'll be done with him. He'll be forgotten, and our father will give us all the attention. So they threw him in the bottom of a well, of a watering well. And eventually a caravan which was traveling from city to city, they came across this well. And we're told, as this verse told mentions to us, that the water bearer, the one who would go and get the water from the well, that was his job, his responsibility in this caravan, he went and put his bucket into that well to get the water. Now, how does this relate to us, right? We have to appreciate the fact that when we look at the story, yes, it's about a person getting water from a well, but we appreciate the fact that what happened was that this person, that was his job. You had people who would, let's say, gather firewood. That was their job. You had people who would get the water. That was their job. You had people maybe who hunted to get the food. That was their job. That was their job. And when we look at this verse in our own life and our own understanding, we see that it becomes very important for people at any level, at home, at the mosque, at the business, to ensure that we always divide up our responsibilities. You know, at home, for example, let's say there's a mother and a father and a few children. Each person will do their own share of the work. Maybe one person will set the table. The other child, let's say, will pick up the table and put the dishes in the dishwasher. One of the parents will cook. The other parent will, they'll all do something or another within the home. In a religious center, it's similar. You may have an executive committee in charge, but you have a president. He does his presidential work. You'll have a vice president, a secretary, a treasurer, a program organizer, and they all do their own tasks. You should never have it that a president wants to come and balance the books and do the accounts, or call the speakers, or do the job of the secretary or do the janitorial work. That's not their job. Right? They have a particular job to lead. That is their job. They should be the best at it. The treasurer is in charge of the books, of the money coming in and out. It's not up to them to do the job of the vice president or the secretary. That's not their job. That's not their responsibility. At work as well, you have people of different levels who do different tasks within a company, within a business, within an organization. And a person who is, let's say, a business analyst won't do the job of somebody else. Somebody who's a software developer, he won't do the job of another individual. That's not their forte, not their expertise. Everybody needs to do what it is that they are tasked to do and nothing else. If we understand this point, then we'll see the importance of division of responsibilities. Just as at the time of Prophet Yusuf, this one person would get the water from the well. That was his job. So in our day-to-day life, if we're a manager and we have people working underneath us, obviously we need to realize, whether we do it directly or there's some other chain of command in place, that every employee does what it is that they are best at doing. You can't have a jack of all trades, an expert in nothing. You can do a little bit of this and that, but you can't fully complete one task. No, you have to have people dedicated, committed, who are experts in their particular area, doing what they need to do and what they do best. And we have to make sure that people don't micromanage, right? Leave them to do what they do. If they need help, they can come. If you want to encourage them or you want to speak to them, go ahead. But let them do what it is that they have been tasked to do. Don't poke your nose in their business in a negative way to impede them. If we realize this, then we will become better leaders of our homes, of our communities, of our businesses, and we'll become better individuals who can help others grow and realize their fullest potential that they have been given by their Creator, God. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.